Hey everyone, perhaps against my better judgment, I'm going to take a look at the Blind Quest games. I was talking to someone a couple of days ago and was suggested to play this, or to play these, and I guess we'll see. The problem I had was that I had awful experiences with a Western drama. Oh boy, and Kathy's up. But I had problems with a Western drama and Hellhunter. Hellhunter I enjoyed until the part with the maze. I may check out Hellhunter 2 just because it's been said that there will not be a maze in that one. But anyway, I bought these games. If you go to audiogame.store, you can buy them as a bundle. So I bought them for, I think it was like 8 euros or 9 euros. So it's probably close to about $9 or $10, I think. I'm not quite sure, but it was cheap enough that I thought, well, why not? So I'm going to be trying to play these, and we'll see how it goes. Now, I haven't played these yet because I want to show you some things beforehand. First thing here is, if you go to the website,
Audio Game Store Brave, Audio Games,
and I'm already logged into it, the thing that you'll have to do
button change
is navigate by link.
Audio Game Store, the Audio Game Digital Store, graphic visited link, Christopher collapsed submenu link, visited link, in collapsed submenu link.
By default, it's set to Italian, so you'll have to expand this.
An expanded sub, Italiano visited link, English visited link.
And choose English.
Audio Game, Audio
like
Game.
Like that.
Button change.
And then it will be in English. You'll have to make an account if you don't have one. I had one because I bought Hellhunter, and then basically if you navigate down this page, you'll find links to the games. You can add them to your cart and check out. That process works pretty well. My experience has been that they process your payments with a card, so you need to have a valid card. Now, if I go here,
audio, avatar, visited link, avatar, graphic, Christopher collapsed, submenu link, expanded,
and I expand this link that has my name.
Visited link profile. Link logout. Visited link. Collapsed submenu link in.
So
logout profile visited
link. I want to go to profile.
Visited link graphic audio. Visited link. Christopher Wright heading level 3.
And if I navigate down by heading.
Button collapse toggle heading level 4 email prefer. Button collapse toggle navigation.
There's a bunch of things in here. You can change your email address, your password, things like that. If I expand this navigation button
expanded
with enter and then just down arrow,
tab selected profile, tab games, tab store, tab wish list, heading level 4 email preference.
There are
tab wish
different tabs in here. The one I'm interested in is games.
Tab games selected, tab store, tab heading level 3 library separator, link Hellhunter and Hinoman, link Hellhunter and Hinoman, link graphic Hellhunter, link heading level 6 Hellhunter and Hinoman.
Yeah, so if you navigate down by headings,
Blind Quest, the Frost Demon heading level 6 link, Blind Quest, the Enchanted Castle heading level 6 link.
So in this case, the Enchanted Castle is first.
Link Blind Quest, the Enchanted Castle, link product key, link download.
Under all these games, you'll have an option that says product key and download.
Link product key.
I'm going to choose product key.
Product key dialog, heading level 5, product key.
It opens up a dialog box on this web page that lists your product key.
Button close.
Here's the close button.
6E7.
That's the code.
6E.
And that's all you have.
6.
Now, the way to do this, from what I've been told, is put your cursor at the top of this line, do a shift down arrow.
6E7.
And that should highlight it. And
copy it
to the clipboard, and then I'll navigate
button close
to the
link product
close button. And then, of course, for the games that you'd want to download, you just choose download. It downloads a zip file, and you extract it. So Currently in my library, I have Hellhunter and the two Blind Quest games. So, with that being said, I'm going to actually try to play this now. So I'm going to close the website.
Audacity.
And let me go ahead and open up Run. My documents folder.
Text, desktop list, documents,
and
BGT. Items.
I don't know if it's necessary to put these in here. They probably won't be flagged.
Crazy Blind Quest.
But items I did that. List. So I put these into a folder called Blind Quest.
Blind Quest 1, the Enchanted Castle PC. Blind Quest 2, the Frost Demon PC.
So those are the two games. We're going to start with Blind Quest 1.
Blind Quest 1. Items.
Excuse me. And
blindquest.txt.
We're going to run Blind Quest.
Blind Quest.
Enter the user code and press send to enable the game.
So that's what you get when you open these. Now, it is important, and I'm pretty sure I'm fine here, but make sure when you're copying the key onto your clipboard that there are no extra spaces before or after. Now, I've been told if I just hit Control V.
Correct user code.
Welcome to Blind Quest, the Enchanted Castle. Press Control to start a new game. Press C key to listen to the credits. Press Escape to exit the current game.
Yep, so this sounds like the same guy who did the voice for Hellhunter. He's pretty cool. I do have to say, I'm not mad necessarily about Hellhunter. The whole maze thing just drove me absolutely crazy. But I am happy to help these people because I think it's cool that, I mean, obviously they are taking the time to make these games, so I think it's important that if you like them, that you should be able to support them. Anyway, I'm gonna hit the control key and we'll see what happens. Now, I've never played this, so this is brand new to me.
Welcome to Blind Quest, Wayfarer. Are you ready to hear the story of Nathan the Mercenary? Well, get ready then. It's such an exciting adventure, you'll feel like you're experiencing it firsthand. Remember, I'll need your help to reach the end of the story. Stay alive, if possible. Use Tab and Shift Tab to explore the environment, forward and backwards. Use the control key to examine the interactive elements, the space bar to open the pause menu, and the I key to access the inventory. During battle, press the up arrow key to attack. Press the left, right, or down arrow key to dodge. Use the space bar to drink a healing potion, and control to hear Nathan's health amount. Great! Now that all that is clear, we can go. Our story begins in Nathan's room. The mercenary has just woke up, and his day is not going to be so good. You have reached Nathan's room. Press Tab to move.
Okay, that was very choppy. Definitely getting Hellhunter vibes off of this. I really hope there are no mazes in this game, because if there are, I am going to have a hissy fit. So, let's, I guess, start playing. So I'm going to hit Tab.
Door. Wall. Window. Casket. Desk. Door. Wall. Window. Casket. Desk. Door. It's not yet time to go out. Nathan needs his bag. The inn denies credit even to its usual customers. Wall. On the wall there are some coats of arms and old weapons. Nathan is a mercenary, and he has collected a lot of odds and ends from the battles he has fought.
Okay.
Window. The sunlight lights up the room through the window.
Okay, that's great.
Casket. Nathan opens the casket. He gets a healing potion.
Okay.
Desk. On the desk is his bag. Nathan checks the money inside. Only one silver coin. It is enough for today, but tomorrow he will starve. It is probably time to have a look at the city bulletin board to find a new job. Casket. The casket is empty.
Yeah, of course it's empty now.
Desk. On the desk is his bag.
Okay. You can hit the control key. It seems to interrupt any messages. Before I continue, let's take a look at some other stuff here. I'm going to hit the space bar.
You opened the menu page. Nathan reached level 1. Press the I key to open the inventory page. Press backspace to go back to the map. Press the escape key to go back to the menu page.
Okay, thank you, David. So I can't tab. I can't hit down or up. Let's look at the inventory.
You opened the inventory page. You selected 1. Healing potion. The glass ampoule contains a red liquid. Press backspace to go back to the menu page. You opened the menu page.
I hit backspace. And
Nathan reached level
escape.
1.
What? Blind Quest 1, the Enchanted Castle PC items.
Oh, it closes the program. Oh. Okay, let's not do that then. I thought that would take me back to the game.
Welcome to Blind Quest, the Enchanted Castle. Press Control to start a new game. Press C key to listen to the credits. Press Escape to exit the current game.
Okay, so we're not doing that again.
Welcome to Blind Quest.
Yeah.
You have reached Nathan's room.
We know all this.
Door. It's not yet.
Blah, blah,
wall.
Blah.
On the wall.
Just gonna do this again.
Window. Casket. Window. The sunlight. Casket. Nathan open. Desk. On the desk. Door.
Alright, so I should be able to leave now.
Nathan leaves the inn where he is staying. He must go to the central square, where he can find the bulletin board with available jobs. You have reached City of Flos, Northwest. Press tab to move.
Yeah, definitely getting vibes of Hellhunter off of this.
Flower. Commoner woman. Eastern exit. Southern exit. Nathan's room. Flower. The fields are full of crimson flowers. Flos owes its name to these fragrant plants. Commoner woman. The girl stares with a grim look at Nathan. Mercenaries have a terrible reputation.
Right.
Eastern exit.
All right, so I can go east.
Southern. Nathan's room.
East, south, or back to the room.
Southern exit.
Let's go south.
Nathan arrives in the city market, which is full of life in the middle of the day. But now it is quiet. You have reached City of Flos, Southwest. Press tab. Shop. Busboy. Casket. Eastern exit. Northern exit. Shop. Now it is closed. It is too early. Busboy. A young busboy asks Nathan if he's a mercenary. Press the left arrow to say yes. Press the right arrow to say no.
I wonder if this makes a difference. It probably does. Let's say yes.
With a disgusted glance, the busboy says mercenaries are monsters who kill for money.
Mm.
Casket. Busboy. The busboy says that he doesn't talk to mercenaries.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Casket. Nathan opens the casket. He gets a healing potion.
Okay.
Eastern exit. Northern exit. Eastern
exit. Let's go east here.
The city square is near a large fountain. In the middle of the unpaved yard is the bulletin board where jobs are displayed. You have reached City of Flos, southeast. Press tab to move.
I'm actually kind of curious now. If I go back...
You open...
So let's hit the space bar and close the program.
Welcome to Blind...
Escape.
Welcome to Blind...
All right, so we're going to run through this real quick.
Nathan's room. Desk. Casket. Nathan. Desk. On the desk. Door. Nathan leaves the inn where he is staying.
Okay. Blah,
he
blah,
must
blah.
Go to the central square, where he can find the bulletin board with available jobs.
I want to see what happens if you choose
you
the other option.
City of Flow. Commoner woman. Eastern. Southern exit. Nathan arrives in the city market, which is full of life.
Oh, I can't skip it, can I?
Today. But now it is quiet.
Let's try talking to this
you
guy.
You have reached City of Busboy. A young busboy asks Nathan if he's a mercenary. Press the left arrow to... The busboy doesn't believe Nathan. Only mercenaries are heavily armed.
Hmm. Okay, well...
Casket. Nathan open.
That's fine.
Eastern X.
All right, so let's go here.
The city square is near a large fountain. In the middle of the unpaved yard is the bulletin board where jobs are displayed. You have reached City of Flos, southeast. Press tab. Laundress. Water. Bulletin board. Casket. Western exit. Laundress. The laundress tells Nathan that a royal herald has just put up a new job announcement. He seemed very agitated. Water. There is a beautiful fountain. The flowers are able to grow thanks to the purity of the water. Bulletin board. On the city bulletin board, there is an announcement written by the princess herself. It says that the royal city is infested by ghosts. Because of this, she has taken refuge in the stronghold of Rodom. She is waiting for someone who is able to defeat the ghosts. The reward is 1,000 gold coins. With that money, Nathan could survive for an entire year, or live the high life for 6 months. Press the left arrow to say yes. Press the right arrow to say no. A risky mission, but with a good reward. Nathan begins to walk. The stronghold is far from the city.
Okay.
Casket. Western exit. Casket. Nathan opens the casket. He gets a healing potion.
That's good.
Western. Laundry. Ward. Bulletin board. Casket. Western.
Alright, so if I go back here.
You have reached City of Flos, southwest. Shop. But casket. Eastern. Northern.
Let's go back here.
You have reached City of Commoner. Ward. Eastern. Southern. Nathan's. Eastern.
Let's go east here.
Nathan crosses the small city. There are not many people around. You have reached City of Flos, northeast. Press saving point. You saved the game.
Yeah, this is definitely giving me Hellhunter vibes.
Signpost. Water well. Eastern exit.
As to whether this game is better or worse, I have no idea. It's not too bad so far.
Western exit. Saving point. Signpost. The signpost indicates that the Versia Plain is to the east. Water well. It is the major water source for all Flos inhabitants. Eastern exit. West saving point. You saved the game.
Alright, so I'm gonna save again.
Sign water. Eastern.
And here we go.
Nathan arrives in the plain of Versia, which is a quiet and lush land. You have reached Plain of Versia, west. Press tab to move.
Yeah, that message is really choppy. So we've got some nice ambience here. There's some water, and I guess that's a wolf. Not really sure what that is.
Waterfall, dark cave, gravestone, bandit.
Uh-oh.
The battle begins. Blow in the middle. Oh. Nathan gets hit. Blow on the left. Oh. Nathan gets hit. Blow on the right.
Oh, I see.
Blow in the middle.
So you dodge like you do in Hellhunter. Some dodging to the right.
Blow on the left.
Right.
Blow on the left.
Then I hit with the up arrow.
Blow in the middle.
Block in the middle.
Blow on the left.
Yeah, so it's a little disappointing that this combat system is the same. There we go, I can hit him twice.
Blow in the middle. Blow in the middle.
Hit him a few times.
Blow in the middle.
Not even sure if you're supposed to do it that way, but.
Blow on the left. Blow on the left.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
Blow on the right.
What makes this game so much better,
Victory!
That's right.
Nathan gains experience points. Nathan gets a healing potion. Press control to continue.
All right.
Waterfall, dark cave, gravestone, tree trunk, eastern, western exit, waterfall.
So there was a bandit there. I took him out.
The roar of the waterfall reminds Nathan of his training. Meditating with this sound in his ears allowed him to tone his body and mind. Dark cave, gravestone, lonely tombstone on a small hill. To remember the ones who died in the war. A tree trunk. In the past, Nathan tried to be a lumberjack, but it was not his path. Eastern egg, west wart, dark cave. A terrible howl comes from the cave. Let's back off. Gravestone, dark cave. A terrible howl comes from the cave. Let's back off.
Okay, so I can't go there yet.
Water, western, eastern exit.
So let's continue and see what's next.
Nathan arrives in an abandoned carpentry shop. The place is unused and has been taken over by nature. You have reached Plain of Versia Center. Press tab, wolf. The battle begins. Blow on the right. Blow in the middle.
Alright, so.
Blow in the middle. Blow on the left. Blow on the right. Blow in the middle. More than 75%. Blow in the middle. Nathan gets hit. Worried about it.
Oh, crap.
Blow in the middle. Blow on the left. Blow on the right.
Yeah, definitely very much like Hellhunter. If these are made by different developers, they're very similar.
Victory! Nathan gains experience points. Nathan gets a healing potion. Press control to continue.
Okay.
Cut trees. Eastern, western, crumbling wall. Cut trees. East, west, crumbling wall. A large crack cuts through the wall like a scar. It looks like everything could collapse at any second. Cut trees. With the wood from these trees, people built battering rams, catapults, and other war machines.
Okay.
But after peace arrived, no one planted new trees. Eastern exit.
Let's keep going.
Nathan continues along the way leading to the stronghold. He asks himself if bandits might be hiding in the vegetation. You have reached Plain of Versia East. Press tab to move.
So, there might be some enemies here. Whoa, what is that? Sounds like someone walking around. Yeah, I have a nasty suspicion if I start examining the environment, I'll find things to fight.
Tree. An old solitary tree, where travelers can relax in the shadow of its leaves.
Okay.
Wolf.
Here's a wolf.
The
yep.
battle begins.
There's an enemy. Yeah, this combat system sucks. It really does, it sucks.
Victory! Nathan gains experience points. Press control. Tree. Eastern entry. Gamekeeper. Lake. Bandit.
Oop.
The battle begins.
Yep, there's an enemy here.
Low in the middle. Low in the middle. Low in the middle. Low in the middle. Low in the middle.
Come on.
Low in the middle. Victory! Nathan gains experience points. Nathan gets a healing potion.
That's good.
Press control. Tree. Gamekeeper. The gamekeeper tells Nathan that recently wolves have become more aggressive. Often they attack peasants. He believes that this is due to a specific and particularly violent wolf. He asks Nathan to kill it. Obviously, he will be well rewarded for this job.
Yep.
Lake. The Flos country is extremely vital, thanks to the numerous rivers which quench the thirst of the whole plain.
So?
Commoner woman. The commoner woman complains that it is dangerous to get out of Flos. Luckily, there are gamekeepers. Western, eastern tree, east, western exit.
So I'm pretty sure we have to go back here and fight that wolf in the cave.
You have reached Plain of Versia. The battle begins.
Aw, crap.
Low in the middle.
Ah.
Low on the right. Low on the right. Low in the middle. Low on the right. Low on the left.
Come on.
Victory!
Yep.
Nathan gains experience points. Presk cuts trees. Eastern and western egg.
Let's go back over here.
You have reached Plain of Versia. West. Waterfall. Dark cave. Nathan approaches the cave. It is dark everywhere. Two yellow eyes. With a huge leap, the wolf attacks.
And here we go.
The battle begins. On the right. On the middle. On the right. On the right. On the right. On the left. On the left. Victory! Nathan gains experience points. Nathan gets a healing potion. Press c-
So now?
Gravestone. Dark cave. Now the cave is silent. Waterfall. Western. Eastern.
Now I can go back here.
You have reached crumbling wall. Western. Eastern.
Okay, so I'm shift-tabbing because I might be able to avoid.
You have reached Plain of Mercia. East, eastern, western, commoner woman, bandit.
Nope, okay.
The battle begins.
I gotta fight this guy.
Low on the left. Low on the left.
good thing is you can hit these doors half the time, I think.
Victory!
There we go.
Nathan gains experience points. Press con-
Alright.
Eastern exit. Western commoner. Lake. Gamekeeper. The gamekeeper is relieved. Now the wolf attacks should decrease. Nathan gains a healing potion.
That's always good.
Wolf. The battle begins. More than 75% in the middle. He isn't worried about it.
Okay, my health is okay.
Victory!
Alright.
Nathan gains experience points. Nathan gets a healing potion. Press...
I'm really glad to be getting all these potions, because I'll probably need them later.
Eastern exit.
Alright, let's go here.
Nathan begins to see the stronghold of Rodom. He has almost reached his destination. You have reached Plain of Versia, far east. Press tap saving point. You saved the game.
It's good, we need to save the game.
Signpost of the bridge. The signpost indicates that beyond the bridge, towards the south, is the stronghold of Rodom. Collapsed bridge. The bridge that leads to the stronghold of Rodom is collapsed. Maybe it was destroyed by bandits to avoid reprisals. Pickpocket. The thief complains of foot pain. He tried to break down the rickety wall, but his scrawny legs had no effect. Nathan asks himself if he would be able to break it down. Western exit saving point. Signpost collapsed brick. The bridge that leads to the stronghold of Rodom. Pickpocket. The thief complains of Western saving. You saved the game. Signpost of the bridge. The signpost indicates that beyond...
Wait.
Collapsed bridge. The bridge that leads... Pickpocket. The thief complains of foot pain. He is sure that on the other side of the wall there is a great treasure. Western exit. Saving point.
Wait, how do I...
Signpost of the bridge. Collapsed bridge. The bridge that... Pickpocket. Western exit.
Is there something I'm missing here?
You have reached play Eastern Western Commoner Woman Bandit.
Ah.
The battle begins. Victory! Nathan gained tree. Nathan, an old solitary tree where trap. Wolf.
I think I got another potion. Begins.
Blow in the middle. Blow in the middle. Victory! Nathan gains...
Okay.
Tree. Gamekeeper. The game... Press control to continue. The gamekeeper thanks Nathan again. Now there is only the issue of bandits. Lake. The Flo's country is extremely vital. Thanks, Commoner Woman. The commoner woman complains that it is dangerous to get out of Western, Eastern. You have reached Plain of Versh. Signpost of the collapsed brick. Pickpocket. Western. Save. Signpost of save. You saved the game. Collapsed bridge. The bridge that leads to the stronghold of Rodom is collapsed. Maybe it was destroyed by bandits to avoid reprisals. Pickpocket. The thief complains of foot pain. He is sure that on the other side of the wall there is a great treasure.
Yeah, how do you...
Western saving point. You saved the game.
There's no way to continue.
Signpost of the bridge. Collapsed bridge. Pickpocket. Western exit. You opened the inventory page. You selected 10 healing potion. The glass ampoule contains a red liquid. Nothing. Healing potion. The glass. Nothing. 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 Healing potion.
So the left and right arrows.
The glass ampoule. Nothing. 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 You opened the menu page. You're back in the map.
So I'm hitting backspace.
Saving point. You saved the game.
All right, well, I'm not sure what to do now. So for now, I guess this will be the end of this part until someone gives me an idea of what to do, because there's a dead end and there's no obvious way to continue. Unless I need to go back to the village. I'm not sure, though, but... All right, well...
You opened the menu.
I guess that's going to be it for right now. You guys take care, and I'll be back in part 2.